I'm Daniel Steinberg reporting from OSCON 2006. O'Reilly Media's Suzanne Axtell took a microphone to the exhibit hall during the Thursday afternoon break. She asked various attendees and vendors to talk to her about what stood out for them about the O'Reilly Open Source Convention.
My name is Dennis. I'm from Austria, from Salzburg. I actually do support for the whole Red Cross in Salzburg. I do a lot of stuff in Perl. You know, OSCON is different than other conferences. It's about the people that are here. The whole Perl guys, this community is great.
My name is Joshua Archer. I work for the California State University System Center for Distributed Learning. Well, I've been coming to OSCON for about 5 years now, since 1999, when it was in Monterey, and I'm always surprised at the amount of things that inspire me, the things that I didn't know were out there, the things that are brand new and on the cusp of the cutting edge. And for about 3 or 4 months after coming back, I'm just really jazzed about writing new code and trying new things. I consider it the most important thing I do. I just walked out of a session by Google, which is showing their Google Web Toolkit, which is a tool that allows you to write JavaScript without writing JavaScript. You can write it in Java, and then it compiles into JavaScript for you. Which I have avoided Ajax like the plague because I hate JavaScript. It's really, really difficult to get right on all the browsers, and it's something I can't spend my time on. But now with a tool like this, I can incorporate Ajax into my code base with very little effort at all, and really excited about using that.
My name is Sarah Faisenbaker. I am the webmaster at the Florida Museum of Natural History at the University of Florida. I normally go to web-oriented conferences, museums in the web, museum computer network conferences, and my boss and I usually go and then come away disappointed because it's more academic. The education people come in and talk about the grants and their evaluation studies and things like that with the websites, but we never see any code. There is nothing technical about most of the website conferences I go to, unfortunately, and I go there expecting to discuss web code, and the technical people are a much smaller percentage than the academic and educational types. So to come here and to, you know, have all these technical talks, it's very exciting. It's so much more fulfilling to me because, I mean, I hand code and I want to see all that, and that's my interest, and so that's been really thrilling. The major reason why we're here is because the museum is currently running all Microsoft servers, and we are in the middle of trying to migrate over to all open source software running Linux, running Apache instead of IIS, and so just to, you know, come here and be immersed in the open source kind of culture was kind of what we just overall wanted to experience.
My name is Ryan. I work for Scalix. My title is Director of Open Source Programs, and I'm happy to be here. Actually, we found yesterday that we have more traffic than on a normal day at Linux World, which we found pretty amazing, we must say. Good quality people, not the typical deep down nerdy open source people. I mean, some of them as well, but obviously also some business oriented people. Good sessions. Actually, I like the show. We actually announced our open source strategy at OSCON.
Hi, my name's Jerry Rappes. I'm handling marketing and sales for Exis and WebTide. And this is my first time in OSCON, and it's a great place. I actually met a lot of people, talked to a lot of people, learned a lot of stuff, and I think we're coming back next year. We've met some good people. We've met people we collaborate with. Yvonne Romain from OSCON sent us all this who's who in OSCON. So even before we got to OSCON, we already sent them materials about what's happening in OSCON. So that's a great way to do it. And then when we get here, of course, we're in the exhibit, and, you know, we meet a lot of people. And then when we go back, we know we've got a bunch of people to follow up to again. So it's, I think, a top-notch convention.
I'm Robert Kay, also known as the Mayhem and Chaos Coordinator. There's always some really good things to see because I do a lot of open source development. I run my own open source project, and I'm really appreciating this year's more greater focus on business because I'm trying to do an open business, and I've got open finances, and there's a lot of things like that I've been thinking about that are being talked about here. Another part that I really like is also the greater focus on not just talking about technology, but actually talking about open source project management. The talk last night from Ben and Brian about how to survive poisonous people in your community, that was really, really spot on. So they had a lot of really good points. I knew most of them, but there's a few things that they outlined that, ooh, that's a great idea. Ooh, I kind of knew that, but I'd never actually formulated that into a thought. So with them, with their making the presentation, there was a really good way of actually framing all of that thinking And so when I go back to my community and I'm talking to my poisonous people that are my community, and every community has them, now I can actually say, look, these are not my words. That's just merely my blog entry that I'm writing as I'm taking these other people's thoughts. So it's not that I'm making new things up, but in reality, it's more that I'm just, you know, the conduit for expressing what other people are saying, which gives me a tool for talking to poisonous people in my community and say, here, go read this blog post. There's a lot of truth in it. So it's moments like that that just keep coming, have me coming back to OSCON. I think this is my fifth one, maybe sixth one.
Highlights of any of those?
Probably the Michael Tiemann and the Microsoft VP debate. And somebody in the audience asked him a question and said, blah, 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 compared to the GPL, blah, 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 blah. And the Microsoft VP said, so what's the GPL? You could have heard pins drop. And, like, there were 2,000 people there. You could have heard a pin drop. Everyone was just really silent. And after maybe 3 or 4 seconds, he said, no, seriously, what's the GPL?
Suzanne Axtell on the exhibit floor at OSCON 2006. For O'Reilly Media, I'm Daniel Steinberg.